studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
Once again, unlike a certain pages on Facebook, we are back and somewhat live.
Unlike certain pages on Facebook.
In color.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And speaking of Facebook, I'll put this right in the onset for those people that like to just check us out and listen for 30 seconds and go away. We, being me, have been updating the Facebook page, so check us out on Facebook, KRBN Radio, and join the conversation there. Go ahead and please like us there. That will encourage me to keep putting stuff on there, and maybe at some point Cliff might join in the conversation, hint, hint. But in either case, we got the Facebook page live and it's updating. And
I don't ever go to Facebook, so I'll have to figure out how to get there, and maybe I can participate.
There you go. And with your help, it will make it all worthwhile. And speaking of help, we can also use your help by, first of all, giving us a call at, Cliff?
I'm sorry. 646-721-99. Actually, it's wrong.
That's the number again. 646-721-9887. And as Cliff says, write it down in your refrigerator so you don't be like Cliff and forget our phone number, which we've been doing for over 2 years, and he should know by now. But then again, he's not in direct sight.
Actually, what's happening is for some reason or other, my sight isn't being very good, and I can't read it. I have it written down right on the edge of the monitor in front of me, but I looked up there and couldn't see it. I don't know what's going on with my eyes today. I'm not working. My whole self is not working today. It's just everything is taking a vacation, I think.
Yes, just like our callers. Ha ha. 646-721-9887. Of course, emails go to talk@krbnradio.com. And you can still check out our website at krbnradio.com. And we kind of...
You're always making a big thing about people not being able to find us. But, you know, it's real easy to do. All you do is just Google us and put in KBRN.
KRBN. That's why they can't find it, because they're entering it in wrong. Okay, all together now.
I am not awake today. This is not working.
K.
K.
R.
R.
B.
B.
N.
N.
There you go. That's all you need. KRBN.
Okay. I'm gonna try that right now. I'm gonna do that.
Click it going to the keyboard.
I'm actually gonna do that. Okay.
Yes. The world is excited right now because Cliff is looking up our website on
RBN. Okay, now I just put in KRBN.
Yeah, and what happened?
Right on the very talk, very, very number one thing up there, it says KRBN News Talk Internet Radio.
There you go. No excuse for not checking us out, even if you've never heard of us before.
And has Oregon Update September 25, October 25, and October 8. Right. So.
And what I'd like to do is invite people, even though we have topics listed for today's program or any other program, as always, you can consider it open lines, because whatever you want to talk about, even if it's not what we have listed, where you're always invited to give us a call at 646-721-9887. We just put down suggestions. It doesn't mean it's written in stone. But if something is on your mind and you want to talk about it, again, give us a phone call. If you missed the program, the live show, which, by the way, you can listen to us live during the show by dialing that number. And then if you want to participate, push 1 on your touchtone phone. You can always send us emails, talk@krbnradio.com. And if there's something you'd like us to give a shout-out to, we'd be more than happy to do that as well.
And you can contact us at any time, like at krbnradio.com, talk@radio. Anything you want to talk about, anything. I mean, we'll make an attempt at talking about it, even if we know nothing about it.
That's right.
We're good
at doing that.
Of course, I know something about everything.
Everything.
Everything, absolutely everything. And I know an awful lot about most things. In fact, almost everything. I just know huge amounts of copious, that's the word, good word, copious amounts of information are in my brain.
That's right.
Not that they mean anything, but they're there.
I know a lot, too. I have a photographic memory. It's just I ran out of film.
Yeah, very good. I wish I had a photo. You know, I've known people with photographic memories or eidetic memories or whatever they call them, and I wish at times, but I can see at times where that would be a real problem because you never forget anything, and anything you hear, you're going to remember it, and it's going to be a part of your, I don't know, not necessarily a part of a conversation, although it probably will be, but it'll be a part of your thinking about the conversation of whatever you're converting about.
I don't know. I kind of like the what I have on my wall here in the studio. It's called a senility prayer, which is grant me the senility to forget the people I never liked anyways and the good fortune to run into the ones that I do and the eyesight to tell the difference.
And basically, all three of those things I'm losing.
Exactly, which makes it that we're going to put you on national.
Yeah, really. I'll be on national TV soon.
Well, you are a lifelong media person, well known in some circles.
Well known in some circles.
Yes, in some circles.
In some circles.
Some of the circles.
A lot of the places I've been were square, so that's why I'm not doing too well.
Okay, speaking of not too well, what are we going to talk about today, Cliff? Because I know we got a few things.
Well, I had come up with the idea, first of all, that I wanted to talk a little bit about the earthquake coming up. People are talking about earthquakes in California, especially. They're talking about earthquakes in Washington and Oregon, both. But you understand that we're on an earthquake fault. We're on the fault. So we could talk a little bit about that. I'd like to get back and mention a little bit about the fact that the truckers thing, it's interesting because somehow or
other, it went bye-bye.
Well, one of the truckers' pages went bye-bye, but they're now you can put in anything about trucking, and man, there's a lot about it, and they're all talking about the fact that they're going to take a 3-day vacation or something.
Well, that's what we were. That movement is called Truckers to Shut Down America. We were talking about it a lot and kind of like doing a marathon because it gained 1,700 likes during the program last week. When it first came to my attention, it was just a little over 3,300 likes. And by the end of the week, it had reached over 80,000 likes. And now, any links on Facebook, including the page itself, is like it never existed.
Well, I don't know. Somebody tried to shut it down. I don't know who or how. But somebody must have gotten upset about it. I don't know how or what.
Well, according to Zelda Andrews, Zeta Andrews, Z-E-E-D-A, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, I apologize, who started a second site called Ride for the Constitution, on her page, she was saying that they had a troll or some trolls on there, which, of course, that happens when you start getting a lot of attention. And they started complaining, and they would ban these trolls, and one in particular, and he kept coming back. And so finally, they're saying that they got shut down by Facebook for inappropriate language, and that language was God Bless America. And then they changed it to just God Bless, and apparently that was the combination of both was just enough to get them shut down.
A troll? This is getting insane, absolutely insane. I mean, I guess I don't keep up with the internet enough. I mean, any of this stuff. I don't know what a troll is. I know what really a troll is, but I don't know what it is.
Well, it's not the people that hang out under bridges and demand money for crossing. Like, wait, isn't that a toll bridge? Anyway.
Troll, not toll. Okay. Anyway, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous that I don't understand why we would have to put up with any of these people. I mean, any of this thing. Who's saying? Who? What is a troll, and how does it get there, and why?
I hate websites that start up with audio as soon as you go to them. Well, basically, it's somebody that was harassing the website, you know, putting out negative stuff and just causing problems. So it's web language for being a troll.
Hmm. I guess I don't know what a troll is. And I mean, I didn't know the trolls were bad people. Whatever.
No, trolls themselves, no. But, you know, if you run across one and he jumps out at you over the bridge, you know, and don't have a heart attack. But anyways.
Okay.
So that's what they were saying, is that there was a language or whatever that why Facebook shut them down. But that didn't stop them, because apparently all it did was add more fuel to the fire. The Facebook page had grown to support, actually it's got media worldwide attention, like we were kind of expecting during last week's program. As fast as it's growing, it's going to get somebody's attention, and was getting support by from truckers in Canada, and even some truckers in Germany were offering, you know, their support about the best they can from that distance. But at the very least, you know, it's gaining America's attention, and of course, nothing from the White House. Who does?
Well, you know, if our president, well, forget it. I was going to say, if our president had any smarts at all, he would, of course, never mention us at any time. But then we know good and well already that he doesn't have any real smarts. So who knows what he'll do?
Well, I don't know what he'll do. Right now he's busy threatening Congress about defunding Obamacare. And there's a lot of movement in encouraging that to happen. But, of course, the threats are abound, where the president is saying anything that puts a cap on spending or on the debt limit, I will veto. And
well, of course.
Yeah, and of course, Ray Stevens came out with a video talking about that. He says, "Why should we worry about paying our bills and living responsibly? Let's follow the government's example by, hell, just go out and get as many credit cards as you can, and just go live it up. And when it comes time to pay the bills, just don't worry about it."
Ray Stevens is still around?
Yeah.
Wow.
Still making songs.
Okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that. But it's the thing is, it's just all absurd. I mean, the whole thing is all going to go away. The thing is, our president has to say something now, because we're right in the midterm elections. We're coming up on the midterm elections. And so he's got a couple of years to go, but still the midterm elections, and it could make a lot of difference what happens as to who gets elected in the midterm time, because those people, I guess, have something to do with the elections coming up at the end of the term. And I don't know. I don't think that anybody, you know, the point is, is it going to make any difference? I mean, are we going to have a Republican elected next time or not? And I don't think it makes any difference what we do or what we say or what we think at this particular point. I think we've already gone far enough into the thing that a Republican is going to get elected regardless of, unless we have nobody that's in the Republican Party that's worth electing, which there are some people who think that already, so I won't get into that. But Rand Paul is going to be it. He's going to be the next president.
Well, I don't think, I mean, like you're saying, especially based on the last election, trust in the elected people and the government has really fallen. And, you know, it's earned. But on the other side of the coin, there are more people now, at least in my little circle, who are starting to talk about politics and who are starting to get more involved because it's affecting them directly.
That's the thing. It is affecting people more directly than it ever has in a long time. And so it's going to make a huge difference as to what's going to happen, I think, in this next election. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens in this next election. And I'm I'm amazed that the next election hasn't already started. I mean, in some areas it has, but we got a few more months to go before we actually get into the next series of people electing. In other words, we've got to get past this midterm election,
right,
before we start the new one.
Well, and also people are starting to realize that it's the assumption that the government is out there for the people, by the people, and of the people. I read that somewhere.
The thing is, most people consider you got to decide what you figured that you think the government is. I mean, because let's face it, we are the government, you know, technically. Okay. And so consequently, what are we mad at ourselves or what?
No, we're not mad at ourselves. It's just that somewhere along the line, the system changed. I think a lot of it changed when it became, 'cause it used to be when you served in office, you know, the way our forefathers originally designed it, you were still working, you know, your job. You were still involved in the community. It wasn't, you know, you came in, and I think the term is what, citizen politician? You came in, you represented your district or do whatever, and you left. You didn't make it a lifelong career, and some people have never even worked a real job before. They go to college and wind up getting into politics, get into office, and that's all they really know.
Like our president.
Yeah, exactly.
And see, the thing is, I believe an awful lot of those people who are of that ilk actually don't have the smarts. They aren't putting themselves in there. They're following along what other people are leading them to. They're letting other people put them in that position of being elected into something, and they aren't doing anything about it. And unfortunately, we're getting a bunch of people in there who don't know what they're doing, who don't know.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you here for a second. I don't think that it's that they don't know what they're doing. They don't have the experience behind them to make the judgment.
Well, I will say that's true, that they don't have the experience, but they also don't have the intelligence. I'm sorry. I believe an awful lot of the people that we're electing to different offices are stupid.
Well, okay. Here's a good example. If President Obama, just to use him as an example, if he wasn't president, would anybody care about him personally?
Well, you know, with numbers of people, no. I don't think he could. I don't think he could conduct the kind of campaign to promote himself.
Right.
I don't think he's capable of that. He has to have a whole bunch of people behind him, the entire Democratic Party in this particular case, or most of the – it's not the entire Democratic Party. I'm not saying all Democrats are stupid or dumb or bad, but there's a good number of them, right, that are controlling his election and his facilities that are.
Right.
And they're the ones that are creating the problems. The thing is, I don't think that Obama is smart enough to even know why this is happening.
Well, where I'm going with all that is that, you know, when you get into a high-level office, you know, there's some perks for that, and people start showering you with gifts or whatever to, they start giving you things and opportunities open up. But a good example of that would be like to go pay $2,000 or $3,000 a plate for a dinner. You're not going there to see Obama per se. You're going there to see the president, whoever the president has to be at the time. Right now, Obama is basking in the superstar limelight as he kind of was, because of his position. But when he was senator, he didn't have this type of recognition. He wasn't spoiled or waited on like this.
Not nearly as much, that's for sure. And if he, and in either case, as a senator or as a president, it's not his fault. I mean, he didn't do it. I don't think people recognized the fact, see, I'm going to bring this whole thing all to a terrible conclusion, or not conclusion, but anyway, he's only there because he's black. He's only there because of his color. And people saw the opportunity to put a black person in office. And that was what I think motivated a whole lot of them. And the black person idea won over the woman idea. It was him or it was Hillary Clinton. I mean, one or the other of them were going to be made president because of what they were, not because of what they think or their ideals or what they could do, just simply because of what they are.
Well, yeah, the joke was you had a choice between a woman, an old guy, and a black guy during the elections back then.
Okay, I don't know the old guy.
Well, that was McCain, I think, wasn't it?
Oh.
But anyway, well, we didn't want McCain. I mean, come on. And we definitely didn't want Hillary.
Yeah. I didn't. There's no definite about it. I wouldn't have minded Hillary. I mean, she wouldn't. This has scared me to death. I was going to say she couldn't possibly do any worse than Obama, but then who knows? She could possibly.
Oh, 2008, didn't think Obama could do
it. I know. Every time I say that, I get my tongue chopped off, I should.
Yeah.
And so, consequently, I got to stop saying that. But I don't think she would have done any worse. In fact, I really honestly think she would have done better because she actually had a whole lot more years on Obama as far as just plain years of living is concerned. And she had more intelligence and more – she'd been in more places than he has. And she would have, I think, done better. But it's too late. It's too late to worry about it now. We've got to get somebody in there. No matter how much experience they've had, but somebody who thinks. And at this particular point, we don't even know who's running. But I think Rand Paul is going to run. He has been putting out the most information and pushing hardest. And he has, I think, a lot of, how do I want to put this? He has his father's ideas. And it doesn't mean that he agrees with all of them or anything like that. It's just that they have been ingrained in him from day one, and so they're going to be a part of his being. And so, either one of the Pauls, I would put in office right now. That's my opinion.
So you have a choice between Pauls and Bush.
No, Bush is out of it.
Now, of course, I guess we got Jeb.
What?
Jeb Bush is thinking about.
Oh, no. The Bushes are out of it. The Bushes are out of it entirely. I don't think they're even going to run. But, you know, the fact that the Pauls, Rand Paul is going to, because Ron Paul is not going to do anything. We know that. He's already, first of all, he's too old. Second of all, he's basically said he won't do anything. So, of course, that doesn't mean he won't, but I don't think he will, because he's going to let it go to Rand Paul. And I, if anything, at this particular point, because there's nobody that, well, of course, we don't have anybody that we know about yet. I mean, we haven't been given any information about who's running and who isn't running. And so, at this particular point, my book is on Rand Paul.
So anyway, 646-721-9887, talking about the Facebook page, the Truckers to Shut Down America, which got shut down itself. What do you think? Do you think that it really was because they were mentioning the words God Bless America? Or do you think that if you want to play conspiracy, do you think that they were shut down for other reasons?
Well, I don't think they were shut down for any reason. I don't think that God Bless America really had anything to do with it. That's absurd in the first place. In the second place, I just think the people who put it up there decided to take it down for some reason or other. Maybe it was growing too fast, or maybe who knows why. But, you know, it's not something, they don't just go up there by themselves. Somebody has to do something to keep them there. Somebody has to do something to maintain them. And maybe they decided not to. We don't know who did it or why I did it or if it was somebody who did it or, you know, we're just not sure. And so consequently, the thing is, it doesn't make any difference if that particular page is there or not. The idea that's in that page, truckers working to shut down America or truckers working to go on strike or whatever they're going to do, you can put that in there, and that's all over the Internet. That's just dozens of websites and dozens of pages that come up with that. So it's not slowing anything down. It's that one particular page, for whatever reason, is not there.
Well, I agree, but the... Well, I agree and disagree. I disagree in the fact that I don't think that if the gal that created the website decided to shut it down because it's growing too fast, she wouldn't be on some of the other there wouldn't be other websites created by her. She wouldn't be on what's called the Pete Santilli Show on the Guerrilla Media Network every day talking about and encouraging this. You know, she would have just gone by the wayside.
Okay, if she's been on these other shows, has she mentioned why the website has been shut down?
Yes, she has.
What's her idea?
She was saying that it was because of the trolls and because they were mentioning God Bless America.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with God Bless America. That's ridiculous. But as the trolls are concerned, that could have something to do with it because, you know, maybe the trolls create problems with the website. I mean, that could be. I don't know what that troll thing is. I don't know what that's all about exactly. I know what you've said, but I don't know exactly what that, you know, what the troll thing is. If the trolls are creating something on the website that's having a problem with the with Facebook, the whole Facebook, that could be something to do with it. I don't know, but I would mention to say that the trolls are the answer.
Well, I'll give you the exact quote here just as soon as I finish changing the batteries in my mouse.
You'd think one of these days you'd recognize the fact that a wire isn't a big thing.
Yes, unless you have cats.
Well, then I'd get rid of cats.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen. But anyways,
you have a door.
We have a door. They're inside cats. We're responsible pet owners.
You still can keep the cats out of that room.
Actually, there are no doors on this room.
Okay.
But anyways, Cliff, guys, I'm trying to get reorganized here. Again, tell them how they can get a hold of us.
Well, if I can get my eyes to work long enough to be able to read, 646-721-9887 is the telephone number to call if you want to get a hold of us anytime. And just this is the one specifically that you can call at right now and get on live and talk to us live. If you want to, 646-721-9887. Now, and if you have a subject other than what we're talking about that you want to talk about, we'll be willing to do that. We're willing to do that just about any subject. But specifically, if you'd like to say something about what we're talking about and maybe you don't agree with us, that would be more than happy to talk to you if you don't agree. I would like to have somebody that doesn't agree. And the thing is, I don't want you to get upset if I tell you you're wrong, because obviously if you don't agree with me, I think you're wrong because I think I'm right, or I wouldn't have the opinion that I have. But on the same token, I don't want somebody getting on there that's going to be all upset because, you know, I told you you're an idiot. This is only on this particular subject about what we're talking about and at this particular instance. That doesn't mean you're really an idiot. What am I trying to say? That don't be upset about my...
That's right. Cliff calls me an idiot all the time, and I come back.
Well, you know, there's sometimes that we're all an idiot, and so consequently that doesn't make any difference. 646-721-9887 is the telephone number to call, and if you want to get a hold of us. And, of course, talk@krbnradio.com is also another way you can do that. And I don't know, do you monitor what that's called, email?
Yeah. And I know it's newer technology from your generation.
I'm not awake. This is just my body is just not working today. I'm not thinking, just not thinking at all.
Yes, we do. We do that. And by the way, I do have the quote from the website that they posted. Delta posted. It says, "Ben and I are back. We've been in Facebook jail for saying God bless America. So from now on, we will give you Godspeed. The Facebook community does not like." Yeah, I'm getting old too. Does not like the other. So if you're already, so are you ready to ride for the Constitution, which is their new website, by the way? So in a long story, which I won't read at the moment, they were talking about people giving them a bad time and causing trouble on the website. They tried to ban them, and apparently somebody went and complained, and that got Facebook's attention. In addition to having to growing so fast. And instead of giving them notice or whatever, because the Facebook page itself hadn't been that old, you know, they just took it away. And I don't know if it's coming. Some of the suspensions that Facebook does can go from 3 days to a week to 12 days. And of course, with continued violations of the terms of service, it could be forever. But it gets right down to the fact that, as it says in the terms of service, that Facebook reserves the right to regulate what goes on their page. So, who knows? It could be something as simple as somebody was offended and complained, and Facebook gave out a warning, and the warning wasn't heeded for whatever reason, and goodbye page.
Well, I can see the thing is, Facebook is so huge at this particular point. If I had, three or four people complain about something that was on Facebook, and I was Facebook, I'd take it down just as a security post, not just to take a look at it, just to find out what was going on. In other words, I'd take it down first, and then I'd go on and find out how it worked or what it did and whether to put it back or not. But I would err on the point of caution myself by just removing it, because that's the easiest way to do it.
Well, and apparently that's what they're saying that they did, that they did remove it, and they did ban or try to ban one of the troublemakers, and they said somehow, they didn't go into detail, how somehow this guy kept coming back, apparently under the same username, and they're saying with the combination of all that, got him taken off. And what's really kind of interesting is that even the sites that we put on our KRBN Facebook page, all the links went away. Anything that referenced that website just disappeared. It's like they just didn't exist at all.
Hmm.
And that's what's
that's interesting. They can do that. that's an awful lot of control.
Well, it is. But like I say, it is Facebook. If you want to use it, you follow the rules. But like you said as well, that they're not the only game out there. I mean, you got Google Plus, which is trying to build a community and then there's some lesser ones, from other services. You also got the bulletin boards. And in fact, other people, after this had happened, is starting, like you mentioned earlier, are starting to create their own little Facebook pages or other pages in addition to just Facebook.
Well, Facebook is run by a couple of really young people. Hmm. And maybe they just are lost. They're just completely overwhelmed. And it wouldn't be impossible to understand that they are overwhelmed, because this is a pretty big thing that they've done here. They've gone from nothing to this huge organization with Facebook in just basically no time at all. How long has Facebook been around? It's been a couple of years now, but it's just a huge amount of responsibility that they've got there. And I don't know if they hire people to help them with this or what they've done, but it's more than I would want to do. I wouldn't want to be responsible for something that big.
No, especially, and I guess her name's pronounced Zeta, Z-E-A. My apologies, but you know, I don't think she was even expecting it to take off as fast as it did, you know.
Well, that's the thing. The internet is a very funny thing. I mean, you don't know what to expect from it. You don't know what to expect it to do, and it can do entirely things that are not expected. It can go the wrong way, or it can go the right way, or it can go, and too much of even the right way is too much.
Right. Well, and as to point out, you know, people that are not in the trucking industry, I've been reading comments that they're saying, well, it's not right for the truckers to do this. Well, their point is, it's not just about trucking. It's about the corruption within our government. It's about Obamacare. And basically sending a peaceful message, like they're not going to send the trucks straight into Washington, D.C. They're going to stay. The plan is to stay on the freeways and stuff. But they're encouraging, if you don't have a truck and you support them, take your car out there, join the convoy. You know, some more details are coming out and to how they're going to do this, where they're going to meet and start, et cetera. And again, the whole thing is supposed to be peaceful. We're just, the idea is just to show just the sheer numbers of people that are willing to get out of their house and go, hey, we're kind of upset, to put it mildly.
Well, if I was Washington, D.C., I'd be upset, too. Can you imagine all these people from all over the country just driving the streets of Washington, D.C.? I mean, this would cause the worst traffic jam I've ever seen. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be responsible for this either. I mean, let's do it on the Internet. Let's just make our screaming and yelling stuck to the Internet, you know. Put a page up and sign it, or put a page up and just click on I like it, or I agree with it, or I disagree with it, or something. But do it on the Internet, because that's a little easier to handle than 15,000 people on the highway.
Well, yeah, because like I said, they're not going to actually go into D.C. They're going to stay on the freeways. And, there will be congestion, especially if more and more people sign up for this night. And she hasn't put the route out yet. I don't know if they're just going to somehow orbit it or orbit D.C. or whatever. But the whole point is, it's just like with the million or 2 million bikers that went up there. Of course, there was less than a million that actually showed up, more than the 1 million Muslim march or whatever that was. That was a total flop. But the whole point is, and this is what will happen, and it's really sad. The way the government looks at things is like, oh, look, the peasants are rising. And they go, well, that's okay. Let them do their thing, because tomorrow they'll forget all about it because there's a game on.
You really have this thing against sports, don't you?
But the whole point is that they don't care. They'll come out. They know that people are going to come out and have these little rallies, you know, yay, you know, I'm against this. And then they'll go back to their little jobs and you won't hear from them again. And they know. They got enough experience, you know, to know that this is just some one-time deal, just like the examples I just gave, or just like lower passes for impeachment. You know, they'll come up and do their little, yeah, and that'll be the last that you'll even see about it in the news. And so that's why they're not worried about it.
Well, I think that they better be a little more worried than they have been before, because I think people are finally getting to the point that they're gathering numbers. In other words, if you had 10 people worry about it once, the second time you say something about it, 20 people, and we're getting to the point that we're getting to a large number of people now, and people are going to finally get upset about the whole thing, and they're going to do something about it. So they're going to have to be a little bit more worried about than I think you're saying. I think they're going to have to think about it a little harder, and if they don't, it's going to overtake them.
Well, most people, like I said, except for some small groups, you know, that actually are willing to get up there and lobby, it makes no difference. You know, but like you say, sooner or later, you know, especially when it starts personally affecting the individual, like Obamacare is going to do, like it or not, then people will get riled up, especially when it affects their pocketbook, and this is what Obamacare is going to do, and it's not just my opinion. It's just, you know, when, at the end of the year, especially at the end of this tax year, your tax accountant will ask you, do you have a certificate that you have insurance? And if you don't, you're going to start, because as of this tax year, you're going to start getting a small fine if you don't. And then it goes into full effect in 2016. And like I say, people like myself who are poor, thank God I'm working right now. I got a full-time job. And I can start, you know, I go back to what I used to do, using my tax refund to pay my property taxes, which go up every year to a ridiculous amount. Last year, I was 6 months late in paying my property taxes, which cost me literally $300 more in penalties because I couldn't do it because I didn't have the money. Well, if you're self-employed, for example, or working for a company that's under 50 people, then the company legally can say, I don't have to provide you with insurance, but the law says you have to have it. And so you have a choice of either buying insurance on your own or going, if you're way below the poverty level, you can go to those one of those state exchanges, which is starting in October. Or you can choose not to, and if you choose not to, then again, at the end of the year, you can be penalized, and it can cost you up to around $2,100.
Yeah, I honestly don't believe we're going to have to worry about this, because I believe that when you get a new president, it's all going to go away. It's all going to change. That whole, you know, somebody's going to sit down and rebuild that entire law and change it so that it's a little more logical, makes a little more sense. I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. The only thing we have to do is that overlapping period of time that Obama is still here. And yet, so is the law, and we have to live with it while he's here. But I do think it's going to go away.
Well, I hope so. I mean, the idea.
How many people are upset about it? Way too many people are upset about it for it to stay. I mean, we do work. The country does have a say in what's going on, and when they get pissed off enough, they're going to say it loud enough that our government leaders are going to have to listen.
Well, especially like the thing with Syria, where it was a 50-1 phone calls or 500-1 phone calls against going to war. They were saying that a ton of people, a record number of people, that actually called in. And that's what it takes, is to let our representatives, quote-unquote, know how we feel. And instead of the Harry Reid's that come out, and this is what really just gets me all the time when they say this. Well, I talk to people out there, and people tell me that they want this. You ain't talk to nobody.
Well, regardless of how many people you talk to, they're just in your area if you talk to them at all. And the thing is, they can talk to, you know, they can go out and spend their entire 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, talking to people, and they're still not going to be able to talk to enough as many people as can get on the phone and call. Right. And this numbers, sheer numbers, are going to make the difference. And consequently, we're going to, and if the more people that are, if these people, okay, are out there talking to people and saying things, they're going to keep it in the news. They're going to keep it in everybody's mind. And if they do that, then the people are going to call. And it's going to be a big snowball effect, and people are going to make their opinion known. And I don't think that their opinion is going to be what some of these politicians are going to like.
Well, and just like we're saying about experience, I had the privilege a couple of weeks ago of actually having coffee with a person who's running for U.S. Senate, and we were talking about the budgets, and we were talking about the Obama plan and everything, and we're talking about, you know, she was mentioning about tax credits, and I told her, tax credits don't do anybody any good. You have to have the money up front first. And I said, this is the way, this is reality. And, you know, we're talking about different budgets. I said, here's my budget. Here is what it cost me for utilities. Here's what it cost me for the basic necessities. And I'm not talking about cable television or anything like that. You know, cell phones anymore. Unless you can find a flip phone or something, cell phones are going to be expensive. But despite that, and I broke it down for her, and then she starts sitting down and doing the math, and she goes, you're in the negative, aren't you? I says, yeah, if you're a person that's making, especially you're making minimum wage or making $10 an hour, which is a nice, easy figure, and you look at how much you're netting, not your gross, your net after paying taxes, and you know, not including food, but just how much an average person costs, you're already in the negative. Now you're throwing health care on top of that. You're throwing, then we started talking about fuel and food and other necessities. And it started to click with her, and she actually on her Facebook page started making those examples about the reality of what it's really costing people. And like I've already said, if you want to help the economy, first thing you can do is lower taxes, put money back into circulation instead of, we're going to raise the minimum wage so we can add another, this is what they said in Oregon about a week ago, so we can add another $200 into the economy. But they don't think of, and they come out and said, the consequence is the fact that everybody else is going to raise their prices because now you just made it more expensive to do business. Thank you very much.
Well, minimum wage and all these things really are not an answer. They are not the answer to the economy working or not working, because you can't raise the minimum wage enough for the economy to work. And when you do, then the price of everything is going to go up along with it. So there's got to be a different answer. And I think perhaps taxing is going to have to do something to it. But the thing is, you're going to have to sit down, and people are going to have to come up with new ways of doing this. The old ways have not worked over and over and over and over again. So sooner or later, we're going to have to come up with a new system and a new way of doing things. But I think the biggest thing is we're going to have to come up with a new president. I think that's the biggest step.
Well, yeah, for starters, and then from there, all the way down, having a term limit, no more than 12 years of anybody serving in a high office, give the opportunity for people to come in. Don't make it that you have to be a billionaire to be able to run for a high office.
Well, how are you going to make that not be? I mean, you've got to have money to do it, and that's just all there is to it. So it doesn't make any difference what you want to say it's going to be. I mean, if you don't have the money to go out and pay for the advertising, to pay for this, pay for that, you're not going to make it anywhere. So you're going to have the money. But the point is, if you change the president, and that's going to change
Hi.
I can't get the word out. But that's going to change the ideology,
right,
of how people are thinking. And with a different president, they're going to think differently. And the people involved are going to think differently. It's going to change the people that are in office in the other offices as well, to a certain extent, because that happens just when you change if you have a Democratic president, it's going to have Democratic people being elected elsewhere. If you don't have a Republican president, it's going to change things based towards a Republican way. And that's going to change the thought process of the people who are in office, as well as the thought process of people who are trying to vote for people. It's all going to change because in two and a half years, he's going to change. I'm quite positive we're not going to have another president, Democratic president. Obama can't fix things enough for another Democratic president to step in this time. We're going to have to change.
Well, and people have to be more involved with what's going on. And
I think they're getting there. I think they're getting there because they're getting fed up.
Oh, I agree. They're getting totally fed up with it. But you got to keep at it, because if you don't keep at it, then it's just, like I said earlier, it's just going to be, it's just a fad. We'll just wait for the dust to settle and people will forget about it and go on to this thing.
Well, to a certain extent, that's true, because, but we're right now we're going to go on to a different thing. We're not going to stay with this thing another term. we're going to change and go to a different, whether it ends up being more than one term or not, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure it will be, because we seem to elect people for two terms no matter what. It's how long has it been since we had a one-term president? It's been quite a while. So I don't know. The thing is, it's going to make a big change. And you really can't do anything about it now. It's too late. I mean, Obama is trying to make noises to do things, but he's not going to accomplish anything because he's a lame duck president. And like it or not, there's nothing he can do about that. And so consequently, people, regardless of what people are saying, at this particular point in their mind, they're trying to decide what to do and how to do it before they change the whole system. And it's going to change in 2.5 years.
Yeah. No, I agree. But we'll see what happens. You know, they're pushing people's buttons, and people are finally starting to say, you know, enough is enough.
Well, and that's the thing. Not only do we know that it's going to change in 2.5 years, but how much it's going to change and exactly how it's going to change, that's what's going to happen right now. That's what's happening right now, is they're, like you say, saying enough things that they're pushing enough buttons that people are getting upset enough that maybe it's going to even be more of a change than we expected.
Right.
I was going to say more positive than we expected, but that's not necessarily the case. That depends on who you are as to whether it's a positive or a negative change.
And something I'd like to change is to give people the opportunity to give us a phone call right now, 646-721-9887. Again, you can talk about what we're talking about or anything on your mind. Do you agree with what the truckers are trying to do or with the shutdown? And do you also think that the Facebook page was taken down because of the words "God Bless America"? Or do you think there's more behind it?
I just can't believe that we as Americans are that stupid that we would say that, or we would get upset about that. I mean, God Bless America, that's everywhere. And people wouldn't get upset about that, I don't think. I can't imagine Americans getting upset about that. I mean, why would they get upset about that? It's everywhere. It's on our money. It's everywhere.
Well, unfortunately, you know, people get offended for some of the stupidest things. I know I work in a large company, and it's just unbelievable at times.
Well, I agree with that, but the troll thing, that's what I think has got to be the biggest thing. The idea is that somebody is out there attacking that website somewhere or another, or whatever, however trolls supposedly are doing things, or whatever trolls are. But some person or persons are out there attacking that website, and that's got to be what's doing what's making the problems with the website, and who it is, and it could be a bunch of people. I mean, just because it's a stupid idea doesn't mean a lot of people wouldn't have the same idea.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stupid people out there.
Well, there is. I mean, same thing like with a YouTube site. You know, you go through the channel, you make a video, and some people will go, not only that will give you a thumbs down, but some feel that they have to add their derogatory comments to it.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what I love about the internet. You have the opportunity to add to it. You have the opportunity to comment on it, and nobody can really stop you. However, I think that the taking down of the Facebook page, there's got to be more to that not more to it than we're thinking, but the idea is it's got to be because the people who are running Facebook or who own Facebook are so inexperienced and so lost in what they're doing. They're just totally overwhelmed. And I don't blame them a bit. I would just go through it. Anything that just doesn't look right or doesn't feel right or anything, I'd have half of it taken down, I think, probably.
Or just ignore it.
No, you can't really ignore it because you're thinking that it's going to create a problem. And if it's your, if you own Facebook, and it creates enough of a problem, it could be a legal problem for you.
Well, no, I agree there, especially with the government. What is it? It gets broadcasters in trouble from the FCC. But
so consequently, like I say, you'd be smart if you don't know what to do, remove it, and that's what they've done.
Yeah.
Now they can go back and look at it and decide how it works and how it doesn't work. And if it's an outside source, if these trolls are another outside person attacking that website, then there's nothing you can do but leave it down. If it's this lady who made the website, if she puts it back up again as a different name, then they'll find that and attack that. But so consequently, there's just nothing you can do, I don't think.
Well, see, that's a good point. That's a catch 22 right there.
Yeah, it's a loss, and it's really too bad. Personally, I believe if you're with you, that everything should be left alone. But they've already gone the point of taking things down, not just that, but other things. So consequently, they are beyond just leaving it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, we're stuck with that. She can go and talk about the idea of them taking it down, or the idea of not doing it, or whatever they've done on other websites or other shows if she wants to. But if she puts it back up again, she's going to have the same problem.
Well, let's just throw this out just for the sake of argument. Let's just say that it was more than somebody complaining about the language or whatever. Let's just say the fact that it's gained so much attention in the U.S. and worldwide in such a fast period of time that the powers to be, so to speak, decided, well, we need to squelch this. People are starting to think independently.
Well, you see, I think we've got you're wrong here in the fact that you're talking about the powers to be. The powers to be is Facebook. Facebook is owned by a person.
No, I know that, but I'm talking about beyond Facebook. I'm talking about what the website was trying to accomplish by protesting our government and trying to make a point with that and how much support they're getting. So beyond the Facebook thing, let's say somebody up there in Washington or whatever was saying, hey, you know, the sheep are getting they're getting restless here. We got somebody that's ruffling the feathers, and you know, we can't have people do this.
I want to say I don't believe that's taking place, because you know there'd be too much to try to control. There's too many places they'd have to taking things down or stopping things or whatever. That's not something that they can do and really get away with it, I don't think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they wanted to install a plug to disconnect the internet. I don't know how they can do it logistically, but that's one of the things the government was working on a couple of years ago.
Well, they can do that, but that. Again, they have, I'm sure, done that to a certain extent. Other countries have disconnected the internet, or disconnected part of the internet, or disconnected the different China. For I'm thinking of China doesn't let American internet into their country. The internet in China is a different internet than ours is, and they can cut it off, and that is possible. But and in other countries, for example, they've shut down the internet by simply partway is shutting down the dissemination way of doing it. Hmm. But then what happens is, I know in other countries, I'm thinking specifically of Egypt when they were doing their big thing over there of having their war, they turned the internet off. Well, that means they shut down all the transmitters that they could find of transmitting the internet and getting it out there. But then what happens is people turned their computer on, left their computer on, and it went from computer to computer. So they didn't get to shut it down entirely. That's the thing that's neat about the internet. I don't think you completely can shut it off, period, no matter who you are.
It all together by using wireless and satellite. And, yeah, their attempt to do it was futile because people found, like you say, found a way around it.
Yeah.
And that is one thing that the American people are good at doing is that if they're challenged, American people can actually, well.
I don't think the American people are not going to allow the internet to be shut down. The people use it too much, are dependent too much on it for information, to pass information, to get information. It's just way too involved, way too ingrained into the American society right now for anybody to be able to shut it down.
Right.
Which is, I think that's fine. I think that's good. It's good to have something that can't be stopped. I mean, we did that years ago. We did that in our past, in our system. Newspapers were one thing that people couldn't shut down. I mean, we've been through this before, and the Facebook is just a much bigger version of it. And if Facebook is worldwide, that's a thing. There's no way it can completely be shut down.
No, you're exactly right. And Facebook has grown to the point that if it was a shutdown, you know, enough people are connected to it that there would be an outcry.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't end up by. By what you said, there are enough people connected to it that the people would just go from computer to computer. I mean, you couldn't shut it down.
Right. Other companies like Google Plus and others, because people, now they've got a taste of communicating through a community, which is part of the success of Facebook. And, you know, even though people don't talk individually anymore, they're now longing for that communication. That's why you see people all over the place walking and texting or driving and texting. They always have to have a phone in their hand to text. That's become part of our everyday existence. If that's taken away from them, it's going to be like taking candy away from somebody. And
well, that's where the internet has changed so much because it's not just in a computer now. It's all these different systems of communications, and it's just. I'm not interested in any of it myself. I'm interested in only working with a computer. I don't use my telephone to do anything except make phone calls. And we do sometimes text information on the telephone because that seems to work. Although I don't have that, you can turn the texting part on and off, and we haven't turned it on, but it comes on anyway. Yeah. In fact, we even get charged for it if we get a bunch of them, whether we like it or not. I suppose I could do something about it, but we just don't do it enough to make it worth our time to worry about it. So basically, if I want to communicate with anyone other than a telephone call, I do it with the internet and on the computer. So, but everything is changing so much. Everything is. Change, you know, you have telephones that have all this information. Then you have these notebook things nowadays that are now becoming, they have, well, it's amazing what's happening because things are getting so much smaller. The guts inside of the a notebook, you can have the, you know, like my computers are huge as compared to notebooks today. Notebooks are just a little flat thing that have everything in them that my computer does and can do everything almost that the computer does. And you can sit there with the whole thing in your lap and in fact, you can put the whole thing in your pocket in some instances and still do all of the things. So things are changing so fast and so much that to make a decision as to what's going to happen right now is not possible because it's just next week it's going to change.
Right.
And
that's what smartphones are. I mean, you've got quad-core phones that have really powerful graphics and memory, And they're basically just small computers that we carry around with them to kind of keep us connected. And if you don't have internet, and I was in North Dakota for a long time, I didn't have internet. I went through withdrawals. Like, I need to, I'm not getting emails. I can't see what's going on in the world. I can't check my accounts. I can't do this. I can't do that. And it was frustrating.
I don't know if there's any place in the country right now that you can't get internet.
Oh, there still is, especially up in the North Dakota range, but that's slowly changing. But the whole point was is that we become so connected to the internet that not having it, it almost seemed like an impossible nightmare.
Well, you know, you're saying that there's places where they can't get it. Actually, I have a family. I have family in one of those places, and they get it off the satellite.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you want to talk about satellite, you can get it anywhere. But
that's right.
Yeah. So I stand or sit corrected.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. The internet is something that you can't live without now. And
exactly.
And that's not true, really, because you can live with it. But people have decided they can't, so they're not going to.
Just like people who are not calling us right now at 646-741-9887, because we're actually part of the pioneers, whether people like it or not, with internet radio.
Yeah.
As we're allowed to, especially right now, thanks to the First Amendment, people like Cliff and I can have these little shows where we can reach out to the world in expressing our opinions and also allowing a venue for people like you to give us a call and express your opinions. And versus, you know, local radio, which is a lot harder to do, or the bigger national shows, which are harder to get on, and are so regulated anyways, you know.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, people, I know a lot of people are sitting there saying, well, Jesus, these two people are on here making idiots of themselves, saying stupid things, and having stupid ideas.
And well, it's our right to do it.
The point is, you have the right to call and get on and tell us we're being stupid.
Yeah.
Show us how stupid we're being. You know, let us know. We'd be more than happy to accept that fact. I mean, it's just something that's one of those things. And we're more than happy to go along with your idea of being stupid.
In fact, I'll take it a step further, Cliff. Do you have the guts to come on a program like this?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. It takes fortitude to open up and let your opinion be known to millions of people.
Exactly. I mean, Cliff is I tease Cliff a lot. I've known Cliff for quite a long time. But you've been a broadcaster most of your life. And
well, you know, as a broadcaster, I was on the actual radio, terrestrial radio, as we speak of it nowadays. And the thing is, there are things that you can or can't say there. I can say anything I want to here, and do.
Exactly. And where I'm going with that is that I always liked talk shows and always wanted to be one. And then Cliff gave me the opportunity to get on terrestrial, and I chickened out because of being nervous. Well, now you put a mic in front of me and try and shut me up. But like Cliff says, it took a little bit of fortitude. It took a little bit of getting over your fear and challenging yourself. And that's why these programs here are really great because, you know, it helps me with public speaking. I can go up before an audience now and just not be worried about it. But to call, just to call a radio station or to call an internet radio station, even just to call in and comment, it can be a little intimidating. And I've done that too. And I know how the other end feels. That's why these forums are great. That you can call a little show like ours, and we'd like it someday to be a big show, but at the moment it is what it is, and we're doing our best. But it gives you the opportunity to call, express your opinion, have it recorded for all fortitude or whatever, that you can go back 2 years later and download the link, or the fact that somebody, because we get phone calls sometimes from Australia, which is really great, that somebody, you know, overseas is listening to our program and is willing. The technology is there. They can just click on Skype or do whatever or call us, and they can give us their perspective of what they're seeing. And that's really unique in itself when you're looking at the news that other countries are getting about what's going on over here, and to be able to call and talk about it.
Yeah, and I would very much like to know what other people think because, you know, different people living in different countries and different society and different ideas – probably think we're out of our minds, which is probably true too. But the thing is, I'd like to know other people's opinions of what I'm thinking about. And that's the only way you can do it is have other people give us a call. So I'd love it if people would give us a call. 646-721-9887 is the telephone number to call. And tell us what you think. Whether it's I don't mind if it's bad. I don't mind if it's good. I'll answer either way.
Yes, just don't use the words God bless America because we don't want to get shut down.
I cannot believe that's a problem. I can't believe that's any part of the problem. I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, if this is, no, I'm not calling Zita a liar or anything, but if this is actually the case, if this was the final straw that shut down that site, for one thing, I would like it to be picked up on the major media. The other thing, I'd like an outrage that the words God bless America has become offensive. But then again, there are some people living in America that just the word America is offensive to them, which makes you wonder, well, if that's the case, why in hell are you over here? Especially if you came over here willingly.
True, true. And I can, it is possible that some people don't like God Bless America because that's the big thing. You can't say God Bless America in schools and things like that. But the thing is, this is a personal medium. This is, the internet is a very personal medium. And it's just real sick if that, well, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. The trolls, I can see that. I can see somebody destroying and disrupting the website enough to make them take it down. And because I'm sure you can disrupt that website enough to disrupt the entire Facebook system and to possibly mess up the Facebook idea. But I just, and that I can see them taking it down. And that's a privilege. But I can't believe that.
Yeah, there are ways that especially with hackers, if they want to take down a site, they can do it. I forget what the terminology is, but they can overload a web server real easy. In fact, have done so. Especially, a couple of years back, there was I can't remember the exact situation, but something to do with the federal government, and they went ahead and threatened some of the hackers, and the hacker showed them real quick why you don't threaten us when they shut down one of the government servers.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and that's fine, and I don't mind that, but the idea of this particular person or persons who were messing this up, if they wanted to get their point across, they did it the wrong way because that's what happened. If they were getting their point across by saying something or doing something to this Facebook website, well, then they've screwed up because now it's down. It's gone.
Well, not only that, but look how it made Facebook look. I mean, it's just one thing to quietly take down a website and say, okay, bye-bye, you're gone. But now it's made national.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, then again, you've got to assume that, oh, hey, they like care. But Facebook has grown so big, and Zuckerman and others, they've made tons of money. They probably don't care what happens. You know, we have our rules. We have the right because we own the site. If we don't like it, you're gone, bye.
Well, see, they do care because they do own the site, and it does reflect on them,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure. So there's got to be a point where they care at least to that point. So anyhow, well, we've created enough of an irate about that.
And who knows, we may just ship them to you. Oh, wait, they got to call this first.
Did I mention that we are looking for an earthquake?
Yeah, you did in the onset that we're looking for an earthquake. And I think the fault is yours. Ha ha.
Oh, God. But anyway, yeah, it's true because, see, we are, we are on we're not there on the edge of a fault. We're on a fault. I guess I got to understand how this works. But anyway, we are on a fault, at least one. And so it's possible there could be an earthquake any time. And at this particular time, the people who are watching this sort of thing have decided that could come any time. That it's close enough now. See, we've been saying it's gonna happen in Oregon very soon, Now, they're talking about very soon being any time in the next 50 years, but they're saying it's going to be even closer than that. I think people are expecting an earthquake within our lifetime, which could be very interesting. So, you know, it would be interesting. You need to go to, you'd have to decide what website to go to. You can put it in any way you want to, but there are many websites who explain to you what you need to do to be ready for this, to what kind of things you need to have at home, what kind of foodstuffs, what kind of, you know, things that you need to have set up to do this, because it could be a day or two or 10 that you're without a possibility of getting anything. You know, you never know what an earthquake is going to do. It can open up big fissures in the ground, and you couldn't get past them or whatever. So you need to have the stuff in your home to take care of you for a few days to live on. And that includes, you know, one thing that people don't think too much about in our country, especially in Oregon, is water. They think water is everywhere. Water is always there. Yeah, but it's not always there.
What? Yeah, it's not always drinkable water.
Well, that too. Well, almost, you know, technically speaking, you can boil water and any water is drinkable. But the thing is, it's not always there. And so to have water, you know, people don't think of buying water. They think more of it now than they used to, but because now people do buy water. But the thing is, it shouldn't be too bad to have a few gallons of water, just buy a few gallons of just plain water and have them sitting out in the garage or out in the backyard or out in the back bedroom or whatever, to just have it available. To have water available, and that's the one thing that you need to have available, I think, because that's one of the things that would probably, if you had a big earthquake, would probably stop working, is the water. Now, electricity would stop working too, so you should have a way of cooking other than an electric stove. So many places, you have electric heat, you have electric stove, electric everything, and what do you do if there's no electricity? Well, you sit here freezing to death is what you do, and starving to death. So you need to have something set up to have a way to fix things to eat and to have things to eat. And so, you know, there just go to a website right now while it's still there and look at them and find out what things you're going to need to have. And because, you know, it's just hard for a person to think of everything exactly right every time. So, you know, the internet is there to help you and use it.
If you don't have any power and the servers are down, the websites are down, phone communications is down, and then there's no light, and then you'll look up and to your amazement, you'll see this really beautiful starlight sky.
Well, this is Washington, or in Oregon, and you may just look up and see clouds.
That's true. Every time that there's an event like an eclipse or something, you know, hey, this would be kind of cool. Yeah, you can see it over the horizon. Not here.
Yeah, it's surprising. And it's true. But the thing is, the point is, you just need some help to decide what to have on hand and what to have available. And it doesn't have to be any special thing necessarily. I mean, if you have a freezer, like an awful lot of people in our country do, just whatever you have in the freezer, it can be eaten and be used, and whatever you've got there. But and you might be smart to just stock up on a few canned goods too, because those will last longer. The freezer will stop working and things will warm up and go bad. But stuff in a can will go for a long, long time before it's not.
The other thing to stock up too, which made a comeback, is Cliff's favorite food, the almighty Twinkie.
Yeah, that's true. The Twinkie is back again, and we got to talk about the Twinkie before we're through with this particular show, because the Twinkie is not only back, but the point that I wanted to make about the Twinkie, one of the reasons the Twinkie isn't here is unions. And I've always had a thing about unions, but the Schiller Bakery, which once was owned by Hostess, is they're making Twinkies again. They're making, but the unions are gone. That's right. People, I don't understand people in the union. They scream and holler and yell and they jump up and down and they go on strike. And then if the company is determined, then they're going to do what this company did, and they're going to fire everybody, absolutely everybody, and they're going to reorganize and start a different company, and the union is out. There's no union at all. So if you have any smarts at all, as a union, you're going to demand just so far, and then you're going to go along with what they're doing and just do a little bit of time or something. But this particular case, the Hostess company is back again. The whole Hostess company is smaller, and it's got a much smaller staff, and they're only going to have about 1,800 employees as opposed to, I don't remember how many they had before, but it was a lot more than that. The thing is, there was 10 times at it originally, and so they're going to come back again, and they're going to make Twinkies, and they're not going to make all of the different things that they used to make. They're going to make some of them, but the Twinkies are now back in the stores. They're not in as many stores as they used to be in, but the Twinkie company is back in Kansas City. It used to be in Kansas City, and then they had bakeries all over the world, I guess, but now they're back in Kansas City again, and they're doing the same thing over again. So they're back again, and they're much smaller, but at least we're going to have them. And they have changed, by the way, supposedly, and I know we've heard things by many, many people and over and over again about how long Twinkies last. The actual published length of how long Twinkies last was only 9 days. Now it's 15 or 45 days, rather. So Twinkies is supposed to last a lot longer than it used to. Now, I don't know if that means...
You're talking about the new Twinkie or the old Twinkie?
Well...
I mean, the way Twinkies are being made nowadays, would the new Twinkie outlast a cockroach?
Well, according to what they're saying, yeah. Yeah. The new Twinkies last longer than the old Twinkies did. And if that goes... If the old Twinkies, like they were saying, could last years and years and years, then the new Twinkies can last about four times that long. So that'll be interesting if we've got Twinkies that just, you know, if you're worried about having an earthquake or any other kind of thing, store Twinkies. You can have them forever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know that they're the world's greatest food, but they're not that bad. I mean, I like Twinkies. It's been a long time since I had a Twinkie, though. Kind of think of, I'm going to have to go out and buy a Twinkie just because they're back.
That's right. Just because we mentioned it.
Yeah, yeah.
Twinkie-itis.
I'm getting Twinkie hungry.
You're Twinkie hungry.
Yeah.
Anyways, we've got 6 minutes remaining in the program, 646-721-9887. Something I thought about doing before on this program was coming up with a segment called Stupid Things to be Suspended from School for. One of them that made national media recently was, I'm waiting for my slow web browser, Comcast. In Virginia Beach, two boys were suspended from middle school for the entire year because police said they were shooting an air gun while waiting for the bus. Both seventh graders said they were far from the bus and on private property, but the school was saying that the boys' actions were a threat to student safety.
Well, that's the thing is that we're extending how far schools have the authority to stop things. It used to be you had to be on school property, but nowadays they'll stop you anywhere.
Exactly. And the thing that was interesting, I'd like to say this is an airsoft gun, and one of the things that the kid was charged with, one of the reasons was is that he was again, I'm waiting for my slow browser to catch up. Too many ads on these pages, people! Is that he was expelled for... Dang it, stop it! Slow ads, then they come up, pop up on the page, and jump everything off. It's my program. I can bitch if I want to. Anyways, he was expelled for possession and handling and use of a firearm.
Well, you see, that's true, because airsoft guns, they can be made strong enough to do almost anything. They can be made strong enough to kill you. And so I can see that, to be out there shooting airsoft guns at each other, I would probably go along with that. Most instances, you know, there are stories of kids being expelled in school for shooting cardboard cutouts of guns. That's a little ridiculous, but an actual airsoft gun, those can be dangerous. Back when I used to sell airsoft guns, until I realized how strong and how definitely dangerous they could be, and we stopped selling them. But they are, in fact, I think I've got one somewhere. I don't remember where, but that I haven't sold yet. But they can be very, very dangerous.
No, I can agree with you. Yeah, I think it'd be dangerous. Rubber bands could put your eyes out if used incorrectly.
Yeah, but this is a little more than that.
Right, but where I was going with that is that with this, the school's zero tolerance policies, you know, I mean, we've done stories where somebody got suspended for eating a Pop-Tart and forming it in a certain way, or somebody drawing a picture, or somebody wearing little toy soldiers on top of a baseball cap getting suspended. I mean, it was a good law, I think, when it was conceived, but has taken to from good to ridiculous.
We get carried away with everything, and that's one of those things. The fact that we can't seem to understand the difference between a toy and something that can be dangerous. Now, you know, airsoft guns started out being a toy, just a regular BB gun,
right.
But then we had to get carried away and make BB guns more and more powerful. And the real airsoft gun now can be pumped up, and they can be really, really dangerous. So we've chopped down the distance between a toy and a dangerous weapon.
Exactly, just like this one here, where it has a little red thing on the end of it, on the muzzle, and on the side of it, it says "Zombie Hunter."
Well, if it's a little red thing on this muzzle, that supposedly means that it can be a toy.
Right.
But the thing is, you can take a little red thing off and pump that thing up and use it as a gun. And we need to be a little more positive about what's a toy and what's not a toy. And we aren't that at this particular point in time.
Well, there's been kids that's been suspended for pointing their fingers and going, "Bang, bang, you're dead."
Yeah, that's where we're getting a little carried away. We carry things to stupid extremes, and that's got to be one of them.
That's like kids growing up nowadays playing cowboys and Native Americans.
Yeah, really, really. And that's, again, PC, politically correct. That's a little bit carried away, too. We get really stupid in our what's PC and what's not.
Yes, and speaking of PC, we're at the end of our program, and since people weren't politically correct by not calling us, I hope you enjoy the archives and send us a comment at talkkrbnradio.com. And no excuse for not joining us next Wednesday, 1 p.m. Pacific time.
And if you say something that we don't like, if we said something that you don't like, and you can email us and tell us so, we'll accept that, and we'll comment on it then.
That's right. Or totally ignore you, either way.
That's possible, too. Have a good day, everybody.
If you like today's show, please let us know by visiting us on Facebook and clicking on the Like button. You can also get show updates on Twitter and on our website at www.krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.